Okay, today's daf is Shavuos daf Lamed Hey. We're at the Mishnah and daf Lamed Hey Amud Aleph at the top. Mashpia, we're still discussing Shavuos HaEdos. Now we're going to discuss not the circumstances of Shavuos HaEdos, but how exactly one imposes a Shavuos HaEdos. Mashpia ani aleichem im lo tavo v'ti yiduni shamar ish ploni sha'amar ish ploni liten li masayim zuz v'lo nasan harel p'turim. If I impose a Shavuos upon the other person by saying that I hereby make you take a Shavuos that so-and-so said that he owes me $200 and he hasn't given it, harei lupturim. Then they're potter. Shein chayev nalot fios mamun kipikaton, because I'm not claiming actual money. I'm claiming that he said he owes me money. And if he chooses and it could be that it's true that he said he owes me the money, but that doesn't create a chiyuv. When someone says that he's going to give me money, it doesn't create a chiyuv. It's certainly also for him to back out on his word, but that's his own personal iser. It's not in a sense. It's not a chiyuv mamon that is created by that comment. If you look at the Rashash in the back of the Gemara, the Rashash writes in the name of the Tosos Yantif that the Chiddush is afilu hu ani, that even if the person is an ani, and sometimes a nedel tzedakah has a little more power to it, and you would think that it creates a chiyuv mamon, now even so, even if he's an ani, it's not going to create a chiyuv of Shavuos HaEdos. Next case, mashbi ani alechem kishatedu liyedus shetavo v'teyiduni, I am hereby making you swear that when you do find out Edos about me, even if you don't know Edos right now, but when you do know Edos about me, that you come and testify on my behalf, then they're going to be potter because the Shavua preceded the Edos. And in order to be chayev for Shavuos HaEdos, it needs to be that the Edos precedes the Shavua, that they need to know the Edos and then take the Shavua, swearing that they don't know the Edos. If the Shavua comes first, then it's not going to be in the Parsha of Shavuos HaEdos. Now, so what is it? Is it nothing if they lie about it, about something in the future, about the Edos that they don't yet know? So, meaning they say, we swear if we know Edos, we're for sure going to come. And then they find out Edos, and they don't come, and they don't testify. So that's fine. It's not Shavuos HaEdos. It's fine. It's mutter. Sounds crazy. Crazy. Can't be mutter. They promised they're going to do something. They swore. How could it be that they're off the hook? So the Rashash quotes the Tosra B'Kiveger that im anu amein v'achakach yod v'loi idu havi kishvos bitui. That if they say, okay, we swear we're going to come as soon as we find out Edos, and then they don't, so it's a shvos bitui. It's a violation of shvos bitui. Shvos bitui is, I'm going to eat today, I'm not going to eat today, I'm going to do this, that, or the other thing. So this is a shvos that they're going to do something. It's not a shvos Edos, but a shvos Bito, it still is. Rashash says, "V'linira dava kanishba l'kayim es hamitzvah." No, it's the same as taking a shvuah to be mekayim a mitzvah. Kemo bepirkin de'la'el the shvuah shalone idcha v'nishba levatel es hamitzvah. Just like we said previously, if a person takes a shvuah that I'm not going to be made, that's a shvuah levatel es hamitzvah. A shvuah that I will be made is a shvuah l'kayim es hamitzvah. So a person takes a shvuah l'kayim es hamitzvah and doesn't do it. That's so it's not a shvuah se'edus, but it fits into either Shavuos Bitoy category or Nishba L'Kayim Es HaMitzvah, which is more questionable because of the Mishpa V'Yom and Mar Sinai issue. Okay, third case of the Mishnah. Amar Beis HaKnesses, someone gets up in shul and he announces, Va'amar Mashbiani Aleichem, I hereby make everyone swear, Shematem Yodun Li'edus Shetavo V'Tiyiduni, that if you know Edus for me, you should come and testify for me. Harei Eilu Paturim, everyone's going to be Pater. Why is everyone going to be Pater? So the Gemara will explain, because he didn't specify exactly who the Edom are. He just said to a large group of people, anybody who happens to know. You got to specify exactly who the Edom are that you think know the Edos, and once they take a Shavua, that's when it's going to be binding. That's when it's going to be an issue of Shavua Se'edos. Case number four. Amr L'Shnayim, he says to two specific people, Mashbi'an Ye'alechem Ish Ploni Uploni, you so-and-so, specific people, Shematem Yodim Li Edos, Shetuvel V'Tiyiduni, if you know any Edos for me, I want you to come and testify on my behalf. And they say, Shavua She'enani Yodim L'cha Edos, we take a Shavua that we don't know any Edos for you. Vehim Yodim Lo Edos, but they do know Edos. The only thing is, it's not regular Edos, it's ABPA'd, it's only hearsay. They only know Edos, they don't know, they never saw anything, they don't know any firsthand, they don't have any firsthand testimony. They know that somebody told them that somebody else owes this guy money. Oh, Shayachim and Karov Apostle, or one of these guys that he's making take the Shavuos HaEdos is either a Karov or a Apostle. Harel Paturim, they're going to be Pater from Shavuos HaEdos, because anyway, their testimony was invalid. So if anyway the testimony was invalid, invalid. As we said, that's rule number one, Shavuos Eidus. You're only going to be chayiv for Shavuos Eidus if the Eidus that you could have said would have been valid Eidus. Says Tosvos, O Shayach and Karva Pasal Reil Pturin, Afal Gav the Kvar Shamanu De Eino Hages El Bruin Lahed. Fractosos, this is the ABCs of Shavuos Eidus. We already discussed this. We already had the first Mishnah about Shavuos Eidus told us that it's got to be only about someone who's Roy Lahed, someone who's Kosher and not a Pasal, and someone who's a Karov, who's a Rachok and not a Karov. So why do we need this mission to teach me the same thing again? That you're only chayv shvuos eidos if you're someone who's roi lehayid? So it says, Tazos, itzrich l'misni hacha, da'afilum yeh shlosha eidim v'ashnayim ksherim pturim. De'edos shabbat ha'mgzas about the kula. Over here the additional chiddush is, you have three guys in the group of eidim, and only one of them is a karov. Only one of them is a pasul. Only one of them is problematic. You might think, okay, tiskayim eidos b'shar. The other two guys would have been enough, and therefore when they swear they don't know any testimony, that they come as one group, that since they come as one unit, it's all going to be puzzle, and therefore nobody is going to be chayiv for Shavuos Eidus. Tosyantiv says that it's interesting that that he's only bothered by this part and not by the Eid Mipiyed part. Tosus doesn't ask about the fact that we already know that Eid Mipiyed is possible. He only asks about Karov Apostle. So Tosyantiv says, what you see is that when Tosus asks about a redundancy, it's only going to be within the same Masechta. When Tosus asks about a stira, that he'll go from Masechta to Masechta, say, okay, this is so that. But a redundancy is only troubling if it's in the same Masechta. If I know Eid Mipiyed from another Masechta, okay, but now we're learning Shavuos, so we need to repeat the din of Eid Mipiyed. But to have a redundant teaching within Mishnayos of the same Masechta, says the Tosus Yantav, that's the only thing that's going to really bother Tosus. That's the only time it's really going to be troubling. An interesting ha'ara in why Tosus asks one kasha and not another kasha. We're not always trained to think that way. Why is he asking this kasha and not asking another kasha? But it's an interesting ha'ara that comes out from the Tosfos Yom Tov based on that idea. Okay. The Rashba, just to answer Tosfos kasha, what the chiddush of our Mishnah is, that if anyway they're pasul, they're krovim, what's the chiddush that they're not going to be chayv for Shavuos Eidus? The Rashba says, no, maybe the additional chiddush is even im kiblu aleihem, even if you're makabel them upon yourself, because the halacha is for a karov. If both parties say, yeah, I'm makabel the Eidus, I allow it to go through, so the halacha is by Shavuos Eidus, by Eidus, that Eidus would be acceptable. So maybe our Mishnah is being mechadish, and even though the Eidus might have been acceptable because everyone was makabel it, still, they're not going to be chayiv for Shavuos Eidus. Problem with that Rashba, not the problem with that Rashba, but we explained some of the redundancies in the language of the original Mishnah that spoke about Krovim Upsulim. A lot of the Achronim in the Gemara explained, the Cheshek Shlomo and others explained those redundancies by already using that Chiddush, by already saying that even if it was Mekabel Aleihem. So it's hard to say that now this Mishnah is adding that point. We already said that that's what the previous Mishnah was adding. Okay, last case of the Mishnah. Shalach Biyad Avdo, oh, Sha'omer Lahen Hanitva, Mashbi Ani Aleichem Shematam Yodim Lo Eidus Shetva. If let's say I send my Eved to go and make you swear that you don't know any testimony for me, or the Nitva himself, the guy who I'm suing for the money, says to you, you know what, if you know testimony on his behalf, go ahead and take and testify for him, right? And he's mashbia you. In those cases, you pater ad yishmu mpi atoveya. You need to hear the shvua from the toveya. The toveya has to be the one that's mashbia you. If it's not the toveya that's mashbia you, then you're off the hook. There is no shvua seidel. Says the Gemara, five lines in on the wide and the medium sized lines, Lamed Ham and Alf. Tan Rabbanan. Mashbiani Alechem Lotavavati Yiduni Shamarish Poloni Litaini Messiahim Zuz Velo Nasan. I hereby make you take a Shavua if you don't come and testify for me that this man said that he owes me 200 Zuz and he hasn't given it to me. Exact case of our Mishnah. Yachl Yuchayavin. I might think you'd be Chayiv. Tamalamar Techta Techta Luxera Shava. Nemrakan Techta Venemar Lalan Techta Malam Tvias Mamun Vieshlav Kamatvias Mamun Vieshlav. We have the word Techta appearing in the parsha of Shavuos Bikadon, we have it appear in the parsha of Shavuos Eidus. Just like in the case of Shavuos Bikadon, we're obviously dealing with a case where I'm claiming money that you have of mine. So too, by Shavuos Eidus, it has to be I'm claiming money that you have of mine. But if it's not money of mine that you have, it's your own money that you just promised you're going to give me, that's not going to be included in the parsha of Shavuos Eidus, just like it's not included in the parsha of Shavuos Bikadon. Next case of the Mishnah, Mashbiani Alechem Kishetedu. The Mishnah had said that if I impose the Shavua when you when you find out Eidos, you have to come and testify, and that's the way I impose the Shvua, that it's not going to work because you don't yet know the Eidos at the time of the Shvua. Tan Rabban, Mashpiyani, Alechem Kshedul Eidos Tavavati Iduni, Yachli Yuchayavin, I may think you'd be chayiv in that case. Tamalamar Vashama Kal Allah, Vihu Eido Ra'a Oyada. What do you see from that? Mi Shekadma Eidos Lashvua, Vlok Shekadma Shvula Eidos. It has to be that he hears the Kal Allah when he's already Eid Ra'a Oyada, when he already is an Eid, when he already knows the testimony, but if he only finds out the testimony after the time of the Shvua, that's not included in the Parsha of Shvua Seidus. Next case of the Mishnah, Amar Beisak Nezram Ramash Biani Aleichem. Guy gets up in Shul and says, anybody who knows Eidus from me, I'm hereby imposing a Shvua on you that you have to come testify. Amar Shmuel, Afilu Eidav Ben Ehen. Even if there are Eidim in the room, even if there are Eidim in the Shul, they're still going to be Pater. Why? Because he didn't identify exactly which people were his Eidim that he wanted to come and testify. That's obviously the case of the Mishnah. Meaning, if the case of the Mishnah were where the Eidim were not in the room, then what's the Havamina? Obviously, the case of the Mishnah is that the Eidim were in the room. So, Lotricha Dekai Levaihu. No, they were standing right next to him. So, Maud the Tema Kamanda Amr Lehudami. I might have thought that that's considered as if he spoke it to them because they're the first two people right in front of him. So, that's who he's really speaking to. And everyone else just happens to be there. Kamash Mullah, no. If he says it loud enough for the whole shul to hear, then he's saying it to the whole shul and he didn't identify who he's speaking to. He just says it in a room full of people, even though the two people closest to him are the real Eidim. Still, it doesn't count as identifying the Eidim. Tanya Nami Achi Ras, Yeshal Ben Yadim Omdim Ve'edim Ben Ehen. If you see a group of people standing there, and the Eidim are amongst the group. Va'amr Lehen, and he says, that I am hereby imposing a Shvua on you, that if you know any Eidos about me, that you should come and testify for me. That's why the pasuk says, "Vuhu aid." You have to identify and single out and point out who the aidim are. And he didn't do that over here. Yachal afilu amar kala umdin kan. I might have thought, even if he says kala umdin kan, everyone is standing here. Tamal amar vuhu aid, that it's no good because kala umdin kan, he didn't identify specific people. No, tamal amar vuhu aid vahare yichid edav. No, if you said kala umdin kan, you did identify exactly who you want to testify. Everyone who's standing there, and therefore that's going to be considered a yichud eid, eidim, and v'chayavin. Therefore, they're going to be chayiv in shvuas eidos. If you said kol amdim kan, that's as far as an identification of the eidim as you need. You don't need any more than that. Amar l'shnayim mashbiani ani aleichem, mashbiani aleichem. The Mishnah went on to say, if you say to two people, I hereby impose a shvuah on you. That if you know any Eidos from me, you have to come and take a Shvua. And we said, they know Eidos, but it's not a kosher Eidos. Eid Mipie, Pasul, Karov, something like that. So then it's not going to be Chayiv for Shvua Eidos. Tan Rabban, Normal L'Shayim Ashbiyani, Aleichem, Ploni, Ploni, Matam Yodim, Li'Eidos, Shetavah, Viti Yiduni, V'Hein Yodim, Lo Eidos, Eid Mipie, O Sheyach, Nen, Karov, Pasul, Yachlu, Yuchayavin. Tam Lomar, Im Lo Yagid, V'Nasa, Avono. How do I know that they're not Chayiv in this case? So the Bryce expounds and says, based on the Pasuk, Im Lo Yagid, V'Nasa, Avono, that when are you Chayiv for Shvuas Eidos, if you don't say Eidos. What do we see from there? You have to be someone who could have said Eidos. If you're someone who could not have said the Eidos in the first place, so then you're not going to be Chayiv. But if you're someone whose Eidos would have been accepted, and you swore that you didn't know any Eidos, that's where you're going to be Chayiv. Shalach Biyar Avdo, then the last halach of the Mishnah was that if you send your Eved, or the Nitva himself goes and is Mashbiya the person, rather than the Toveya himself being Mashbiya the person, he's not going to be Chayiv for Shvuas Eidos. Tana Rabbanan, Shalach Biyar Avdo, Shom Lemon and Nitva Mashbiyani Aleichem, Shematim Yodim Le'ayadish, Shetavah V'tiyidu, Yachlu Yuchayavin, I may think you'd be Chayiv in those cases, Tama Lomar, Im Lo Yagid V'nasa Avano, My Talmuda, so how do we see from that Pasuk that you need the Toveya himself to be Mashbiya you, and that it's not good enough if the Nitva, or if Shliach, or something like that, is not Toveya, is Toveyu. So Amar Blazar, he says that the drasha goes as follows. Im lo yagid ksiv. The way the word lo is spelled in the pasuk when it wants to say, if you don't say your testimony, it doesn't say lamed aleph lo, nor does it say lamed vav lo. It says lamed vav aleph. That's a strange spelling of the word lo. So how do we darshan it? As if it says both. Im lo, lo yagid v'nasavano. If you don't say your testimony to him, who's him, the Toveya, then v'nasavano, then you're in trouble. But if you deny knowing the testimony to somebody else, some other random person asks you about the testimony, and that's where you swear that you don't know the testimony, pater, then you're not going to be chayav for shvus eidus, then you're going to get off the hook. So it's only if it's to him that you swear denying knowing the testimony, only then are you going to be chayav. Otherwise, you're going to be pater, and that's why if the nitva comes or if a shliach comes, you're going to be pater. Okay, new Mishnah. On the bottom of Lamed Hey Amud Aleph, says the Mishnah, Mashbiani Aleichem, if a guy says, I hereby make you take a Shvuah, Mitzava Ani Aleichem, instead of using Lashon Shvuah, use the Lashon of Mitzvah, Osarchem Ani, or Lashon of Isser, Harei Elu Chayav, and all of those are a valid form of Shvuah, and therefore, if the person says, Amen, I hereby take that exactly what you said, so that's going to be a valid Shvuah Seidus, and they're going to be Chayav for a violation of such a Shvuah Seidus. B'shamayim V'aretz Harei El Peturim, but if he says, not a Lashon of Shvuah, he just says, by heaven and earth, you have to come and testify for me. And the guy says, Amen. So no, he's going to be Pater from Shvuah Seidus. But Shemayim Varetz is not a valid form of Shvuah Seidus. Now you have to take the Shvuah B'Shem, B'Shem Hashem. So what constitutes a Shem Hashem for the sake of Shvuah Seidus? So says the Gemara, says the Mishnah. But Aleph Dalis, if you use the Shem Hashem of Aleph Dalis, it's interesting you see that the letter is not Dalid, it's Dalis. Aleph Dalis, if you use the Shem Hashem of Aleph Dalis, or B'Yud and Hey, use the Shem Hashem of Yud and the Hey, B'Shakai, or the Shem Shakai, B'Tzvakos, B'Chanun V'Rachum, B'Erech HaPayim, B'Rav Chesed, any of these Shemos, any of these phrases, U'B'Kala Kinuyin, any of the nicknames, so to speak, of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Harei Elu Chayavin, all of those are a valid form of Shvuah in regards to Shvuah Seidus. Now there are other halachos where you need Shem Hashem, where not all of the Kinuyin will work, but in regards to Shvuah Seidus, these kinuyin work. It's interesting, it says the Yud and Hey is also a valid form, Frektosos, but it's usher to say out the name of Yud Kei Vav Kei. That's usher to do. Tosos asks, Avagav da Hoges Hashem Vos Yosef Ein Lo Chelik Olam Haba. Someone who's Hoges Hashem Vos Yosef pronounces Yud Kei Vav Kei the way it's spelled, he doesn't have a Chelik Olam Haba. So that's going to be a valid form of Shvuah Seidus. Says Tosos Hashem Kivin Shein Miskavin L'Shem Mutter. Maybe it's Mutter because you're not having Kavana for the actual Shem Hashem. You're only having Kavana to be Mashbia the guy. So ask the Cheshek Shlomo on the back of the Gemara, what? You're not having Kavana for the Shem Hashem? What do you mean? Tamua, Davade Mechavin L'Shem. Of course you have Kavana for the Shem Hashem. Deinu Chayiv, Raki Mashbiya B'Shem. You're only Chayiv for Shvuah Seidus if you're Mashbiya, the guy B'Shem Hashem. So you're spelling out, you're enunciating Yudke Vavke, and you're not having Kavana for the Shem Hashem. That's going to be a valid Shvuah Seidus. Can't be. I am b'sefer Teferes Yisrael al Mishnah Shatiretz Nasnisa Mari Deloish Bia Rak B'Shem Shal Beis Osios. So says the Teferes Yisrael al Mishnah, who said that we're talking about where he said Yudke Vavke? Maybe he said Yud Kei. The Mishnah doesn't say Yud Kei Vav Kei. It just says Yud and Hey. Maybe that's the shame that we're referring to, not Yud Kei Vav Kei. And then, says the Cheshek Shlomo, I have a different suggestion. According to those that hold that a Shvuah B'Ksav can also count as a Shvuah, maybe the guy was not Hoge Es Hashem Bo'os Yosef. He was Mashbia Yu by writing, I hereby am Mashbia Yu, by the name of Yud Kei Vav Kei. And he wrote Yud Kei Vav Kei. He didn't say Yud Kei Vav Kei. And that's why it's a valid form of Shvuah. That's interesting, though, because the Cheshek Shlomo points out, Yesh L'Estapek, it could be that even if a Shvuah B'Ksav is a valid form of Shvuah, that's only Mipi Atzmo, that's only B'Ksav Atzmo. But if it's Mipi Acherim, if someone else is Mashbia Yu B'Ksav, that's a little, and you just look at, read it and say, Amen, that's a little bit of a stretch to say that even that is a valid form of Shavuah. Okay, but that's have to contend with. How can you say Yudkei Vavkei Hoges Hashem Bo'os Yosef is a real problem? Now the Mishnah moves on to discuss other issues where Shem Hashem is needed. HaMekalel B'Kulon Chayiv Divrei Meir V'Chav Potem. Someone is Mekalel HaKadosh Baruch Hu using those names. Mekalel is Hashem B'Shem, right? So you're going to be Chayiv using any of those names. According to Meir V'Chav, say no, you're not going to be Chayiv using any of those names. You've got to use one of the real Shemos of Hashem, not just one of the kinuyin. Hamakal of the imo bekulan chayev divrei meir v'chamim potrim. There's separatists in the Torah to curse one's father and mother. If a person curses his father and mother with any of those names, Rameir says is chayev. The chamim say no, only one of the real names of Hashem, not one of the kinuyin. Hamakal atzmo v'chaveru bekulan. If a person curses himself or his friend with one of those names, that's a separate issue. You're not allowed to curse people, even if they're not your father and mother. Even if it's not a Kodesh Baruch Hu, you're not allowed to curse people. So that if you use one of those Shemos, any of those Shemos, you're over below Sasei. That there doesn't seem to be any machlokas about. That's for sure in violation of a los hasei. What you see from here, by the way, is generally speaking, there are two categories of mitzvahs. There are mitzvahs ben adam l'chavero and mitzvahs ben adam l'makom. The main nafkamina, whether a mitzvah is a mitzvah ben adam l'chavero or a mitzvah ben adam l'makom. So there are several nafkaminas, but the most basic nafkamina between mitzvahs ben adam l'chavero and mitzvahs ben adam l'makom is whether it's subject to mechila. Can a person be mochel? Any mitzvah ben adam l'chavero, the person that you're doing it to, can be mochel. If stealing is a mitzvah ben adam l'chavero, and the person says, it's okay, you can come and steal it from me, well then by definition it's not stealing anymore, and therefore it works, right? It's okay. Whereas any mitzvah ben adam l'makom is not nitan l'mechil. If the rabbi of the shul comes over to you and says, it's okay, you don't have to put on tefillin this week, so that doesn't make it okay. He doesn't have the right to be mochel on behalf of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There is no such mechila. So what about being another person, bin adam l'chavero, bin adam l'makom? So most of us probably would have guessed bin adam l'chavero. What's the raya that it's not bin adam l'chavero, that it's actually bin adam l'makom? Is that you're not even allowed to do it to yourself. Anything that's bin adam l'makom that is not nitan l'mechila, and that's why even if you do it to yourself, you can't be mochelit for yourself. So if you see over here, mekal atzmo, a person curses himself, is also a violation of los hasei. Rav Shachter points that out in the Sefer Ginas Egos in a footnote on page Ayin Dalid. Okay, says the Mishnah Vayter, Yakcha Hashem, v'chein Yakcha Elokim, Zui Allah K'suv B'Torah. God should smite you. That's one of the curses that it says in the Torah. Al Yakcha, one of the Shvuos that it says in the Torah. That's a valid Lashon Shvua. Al Yakcha, V'yivrecha, V'yetiv Lach. What if you say it in a positive way? If you come and testify for me, then God should not smite you. So is that a Lashon of a Shvua where I'm saying that if that Michal Hein Atashamei Alav, that we can figure out that means if you don't come and testify for me, God should smite you? So Rameir Mechai V'chom Potra. Rameir says, yeah, that's good enough. Mechal Hein Atashamei Alav. And the Chum say, no, you have to spell it out. Says the Gemara, Mashbiyani Alecha Maikamar. What does it mean, Mashbiyani Aleichem? Amar Rav Yudah Achikamar. This is what the guy is really saying. He's not just saying Mashbiyani Aleichem. He's saying more words than that. He's saying as follows. Mashbiyani Aleichem Mishvo Amur B'Torah. Or Mitzavani Aleichem Mitzava Amur B'Torah. Or Asachem Ani B'Isra Amur B'Torah. That's the full phrase. Amar Le'abaye Allah Hadatani Rebchia Kovalchem Ani Harei L'Chayavin. But then you want to say that Kovalchem Ani is also a Lashon of imposing a Shvua, that's going to be Chayav as well. You can't say B'Kavala Ha'amur B'Torah. Kovel Baraisa Miksiv. It doesn't say the word Kovel in the Torah. So how could that be the full phrase? Alam Rabbi Hachikamar. Mashbiya ani aleichem b'shvua, mitzava ani aleichem b'shvua, sarcham ani b'shvua, kovalchem ani b'shvua. All of these lashonos are a way to start the phrase that ends with b'shvua. Right? All of these, I am hereby imposing you, tying you down, locking you up with what? Not with a lock, but with the Shvua Amur B'Torah, and that's a valid Lashon of Shvua. Now the actual Shemus Hashem, Ba'alev Dalas, B'Yud, and Hey, B'Shakai, B'Tzvakos, B'Chanim, Racham, Berach, Abayim, Rav Chesed. Right, those were all Shemus Hashem we mentioned in our Mishnah that are valid Lashonos of Shvua in regards to Shvua Se'edos. Says Gemara Lameimer, the Chanun V'Racham Shemus Ninu. Do you mean to tell me that the words Chanun and Racham are actual Shemus Hashem? Is that really true? Or a minu, I'll ask you a stira. There are some Shemos Hashem that can be erased. There are some Shemos Hashem that cannot be erased. The following are the Shemos Hashem that are not allowed to be erased, meaning they're really Kodesh. Kigon, Kel, Elokecha, Elokim, Elokechem. And the one that a lot of people don't know. Ekya Sharekya, you're not allowed to pronounce that. People very often pronounce, not very often, how often do you say it? But people sometimes, when they're learning the Inyanim, they pronounce that phrase. Often in Shulchan Aruch, in this Gemara, it's not allowed to be erased, and it's not allowed to be pronounced, if Levatala. So Ekya Sharekya, Aleph Dalis, V'yud and Hey, Shakai Tzvakos, Harei Elu, Ein Nimchakin. All of those names may not be erased. Aval, but what names can be erased because they're not really Kodesh? The names that can be erased are Hagadol, Hagibor, Hanora, Haadir, Vachazuk, Va'amitz, Azuz, Chanun, Virachum. Erech Hapayim Rav Chaya said, Hare Elunim Chakin. Those can be erased. So how can you tell me in our Mishnah that the names Chanan and Rachum are Kodesh? You see over here the names Chanan and Rachum, you're allowed to erase the words Chanan and Rachum, they're not Kodesh. Amar Rabbi Masnisen B'misha Hu Chanan B'misha Hu Rachum Ka'amar. No, when you take a Shavua, when you impose a Shavua on somebody, and you use the words Chanan and Rachum, it's obvious that you don't mean to say, I hereby impose a Shavua on you by Chanun. What does that mean by Chanun? It must mean by the one who is Chanun, the one whose midos are defined as Chanun, the one whose midos are defined as Rachum. Who is that? HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So you don't mean Chanun as an entity, but rather the one who is defined by that mida of Chanun v'Rachum. Amar le Rava, ihachi b'shamayim v'aretz nami, v'misha shamayim v'aretz shelo kamar. So why when you say b'shamayim v'aretz, is that not a valid lashon of Shavua? Isn't it also obvious that when you impose a Shavua on somebody using the word shamayim v'aretz, you mean the one who owns shamayim v'aretz, which is HaKadosh Baruch Hu? So why is it not a valid lashon of Shavua? Says Gemara Hachi Ashra, the two aren't comparable at all. Hasam, kivin deleka midi achrin, dikri rachum l'chanun, vada b'mishu chanun, vada b'mishu rachum kamar. When it comes to Chanun v'rachum, you couldn't have meant anything else. There is no other independent entity called Chanun and called Rachum. Only God is called Chanun and Rachum based on his own midos. Shemayim va'aretz, hacha, kivan dika shemayim va'aretz, b'shemayim va'aretz kamar. There is an entity called Shemayim, there is an entity called Aretz. When you take a shvua by the Shemayim va'aretz, it's not so obvious that you mean by God who owns Shemayim va'aretz. You might actually mean by the heavens and earth, because there is something called heavens and earth. There is an actual entity called heavens and earth. Chanun and Rachum aren't an entity, it's a mida. It's a mida that describes somebody. And it's got to be the one who's described by that mida, which is obviously HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Ritva asks, what about human beings? What about Klal Yisrael? We have a mitzvah, Mahu Chanun Afata Chanun, Mahu Rachum Afata Rachum. So aren't we also Chanun V'Rachum? So says the Ritva, no. Why are we Chanun V'Rachum? Because Mahu Afata. That's, what's the imitayodai, whatever. That's when we imitate HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's our being like HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So it's really HaKadosh Baruch Hu that's defined by that. When we connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we also take on a little bit of that mida. But it's really only HaKadosh Baruch Hu that's defined by Chanun V'Rachum. Tanu Rabbanu Kasav Aleph Lamed Me'elukim. If a person writes the letters Aleph and Lamed from the Shem Elokim, or Yud and Hey Me Hashem, he only writes the first two letters of the Yud Kei Vav Kei. Hareze Einu Nimchak, you already can't erase it, because on their own, they are Shemos Hashem. Shin Dalus Mi Shakai. What if he writes the first two letters of Shakai? Aleph Dalus the Shem Adnus. He writes the Aleph and the Dalet from the Shem of Adnus. Tzadi Beis Mitzvakos. He writes the first two letters of Tzvakos. Harez Enimchak. That you are allowed to erase, because those on their own, those first two letters, are not a Shem Hashem. Interestingly, in the Tosos and Amad Aleph, it's a misplaced Tosos, belongs over here, he quotes that the Rabbi Nochanan Elazagir said that Aleph Dalet Min Hashem Einu Nimchak. That if you write Aleph Dalet from the Shem of Adnus, you're not allowed to erase the Aleph Dalet. That does take on a certain sense of Kedusha. And he says, V'teima, D'mai Shna, Mitzadi Beis Mitzvakos, V'shin Dalet Mishakai, Dinimchakim, V'isha Ein Shem B'fnei Atzmo. Why is Aleph Dalet any different than Shin Dalet or Tzadi Beis? It doesn't mean anything on its own right. It's not a Shem Hashem in its own right. So it says, Tos V'shem Mishum D'Shem HaMiyuchad Hu Yesh LaHachmir B'Yoser. It could be because the Shem of Adnus is the Shem HaMiyuchad, therefore we're even more machmir with it, even a partial writing of it, even though it doesn't mean anything, the first two letters, even a partial writing of it, you can't erase. That's according to Rabbi Nachman's Girsa. According to our Girsa, it's no problem. Rabbi Yossi Yomer Tzvakos Kulo Nimchak, Shelo Nikra Tzvakos Al Hashem Yisrael. Rabbi Yossi says, what are you talking? Tzvakos, you're allowed to erase even the whole word, because Klal Yisrael is called Tzvakos. It's not a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Shemra Votesia Tzvosayas Ami Bnei Yisrael Meretz Mitzrayim. Amr Shmuel in Alach Rabbi Yossi. Shmuel says, no, we don't pass like Rabbi Yossi. We pass, and you're not allowed to erase the Shem Tzvakos. In the Mari Berlin, I think, it was one of the Achronim in the back of the Gemara, says that it's a Chiddush say in Alach Rabbi Yossi. Normally we say Rabbi Yossi Nimuko Limo. One of the Klalim and Psak is we always pass like Rabbi Yossi. So the Gemara has to Dafka point out, no, not over here. We're not going to pass like Rabbi Yossi over here. The Shem Tzvakos is a Shem Kodesh. So the Chari, you're not supposed to say the Shem Tzvakos. I'm not sure what the Tzvakos Hashem, right? The Tzivkos Hashem. I don't know what their heter is to use the term Tzvakos. I have no idea. Tan Rabbanu, Kalatafel Hashem, Bein Milafanav, Bein Milachar, Vareze Nimchak. Anyone who, anything, any letters that are Tafel to the Shem Hashem, whether they precede the name or whether they come after the Shem Hashem, you can erase them. Lefanav Ketzad, how could it be that they precede the name? What are examples? La Hashem. lamed nimchak. You're allowed to erase the lamed. Ba Hashem, beis nimchak. Va Hashem, vav nimchak. Me Hashem, mem nimchak. She Hashem, shin nimchak. Ha Hashem, hey nimchak. Ka Hashem, chaf nimchak. I'm not going to translate all that. I figure you'll figure it out. La achrav ketzad. What about the letters after the Shem Hashem? Says Gemara, Elokei nu, nu nimchak. The nun vav can be erased. Elokei hem, hem nimchak. Elokei chem, chem nimchak. Acherim amrim, others say no. La achrav einu nimchak. The letters that come after Shem Hashem cannot be erased. Shekvar kitcho Hashem. Because the Shem has already made that word holy. And once you've written the Shem Hashem, whatever else gets added onto that word is still going to be holy. It's already been sanctified by the Shem Hashem that was written first. What you see from here, l'chora, Shar Metzion Balach points out, is that the Shem Hashem has to be written in order. Right? We know Tefillin and Mezuzos need to be written Kaseder, Sefer Torah does not. But within the Sefer Torah, the Shem Hashem itself needs to be written in order. You can't write it backwards. Because otherwise, what do you mean it's already been sanctified? How do you know it's already been sanctified? Maybe I wrote the Chem first, and then I wrote Elokei. So you see that it's got to be written in order, it can't be written out of order. Or at least, it can't be written out of order. Not necessarily that it has to be written in order, right? There was one of the families that was blamed for not teaching the Chachma, that they knew how to hold the four pens in their hand at the same time and write the four letters of the Shem Hashem all at once. And you see that was a kashrut ksiva of the Shem Hashem. That was the ultimate ksiva of the Shem Hashem, where it all came at one time, so it was with the ultimate kedusha. That's okay, but to write it backwards is a problem. Am Rav Huna lach kacherim. Rav Huna says we paskin like acherim, that la achrov cannot be nimchak. You can't erase the letters that come after the Shem Hashem. Kol Shem Hashamurim b'Torah ba'Avram kodesh chutz mizah. All the time it says the Shem of Adnus in the Torah, in the context of Avram Avinu, it always refers to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, except for one time, Shulchal, where it refers to just human master. Shenemar Vayomer, and it should not be a double yud over there. It should be Adoni, Imnamatz, or Adonai, Imnamatzasi Chain Be'enecha, and he's referring to not HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Chanina ben Achira Bishov, Rablazar ben Azari, Mishum Rablazar Amadai Yamru. These two people said, it's interesting, by us, we read those things, it's just names of people. Martzchai says, wait a second, that's wrong. Chanina ben Achira Bishov should be mentioned after Rablazar ben Azariah. They lived in different generations, one was the Talmud of the other, the Talmud has to come after, and what not? So he says, no, there's a Tosos in Sanhedrin that says you're allowed to mention the Talmud before the Rebbe. I never would have even thought to be bothered by such a kasha, because you have to know who the Tanaim and Amoraim are. So anyway, so he says Avze Kodesh, that too is Kodesh. Command Ozal Hadam Rav Yudah Merav Gedola Achnas Orchin Yosem Yakvalos Pnei Shechina. Who is it going like that which it says that it's better to do Achnas Orchin is even more important than Kabbalos Pnei Shechina? Command Kos Azug, the one that says that even that Lashon of Adonai is Kodesh, because you see Avram Avinu was talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It wasn't to Adonai, my masters, it was to my master of the universe. He was talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and then he saw Orchim that were coming, he saw guests that were coming, and he excused himself to go greet the guests. So that limud, it only makes sense if it's referring to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kol Shemos Hamurim Belot, all the time that it has the Shem Hashem in the Parsha of Lot, Chol, it always refers to not Hashem, it refers to human masters, or the Malachim masters, Chutz Mizeshu Kodesh, except for one that's Kodesh. Nemar Vayomer Lot, Aleihem, Alna Hashem, hine nimatza avdecha chen beinecha. That's actually reference to Hashem. Mishi yesh biyado lahamus lahachyo zekadosh baruch. Because when Lot says, please save my life, he can only be talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You're not allowed to daven to malachim to save your life. A very important maramakam about davening to angels, right? You only daven, there's only one place that we turn our tefillos for our lives and deaths, and that's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kol shemus hamurim binavos kodesh. Anytime it says the Shem Hashem in the parsha of Navos, it's kodesh. B'micha chol. Anytime it says Shem Hashem in the parsha of Micha, in the end of Sefer Shoftim, it's chol. Reb Lezer Omer, B'navos kodesh, B'micha yesh mein chol v'yesh mein kodesh. By Navos it's always kodesh. By Micha sometimes it's kodesh, sometimes it's chol. Aleph lamed chol, yud hey kodesh. Whenever it's aleph lamed, it's chol. Whenever it's a yud and a hey, it's kodesh. Chutz mizeh, except for one place, aleph lamed v'u kodesh, where it uses the shem of aleph lamed, and it's kodesh. Kol yomai hayos beis ha'elokim b'shilo. And that's referring to beis ha'elokim, not ha'elohim. Kol shemus hamurim b'givas binyamin. Any shem is shem, it says in the parsha of givas binyamin, Rav Lazar omer chol, Rav Yishua omer kodesh. Rav Lazar says, v'chim avtiach v'eino oseh. How can you say it's kodesh? It says that they asked Hashem whether they should go to war, and they went to war, and they lost. So how could he say that Hashem promised him something and he didn't fulfill it? So it must be that it's not referring to Hashem. So Amar Rabbi Yeshua, Mashiv Tiachasa. No, Hashem did exactly what he said he would do. They asked if they should fight. They didn't ask if they were going to win. Now, he told them to fight because he wanted to punish them. Now, if he would have said, you're going to win and didn't do it, that would be a problem. At the end, when they went to war the second time and they asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu, are we actually going to win? So then he said, yeah, you're going to win. Shnemar Pilchas Melos Ben Aaron, no made the fun of Bayam Mahim, Lemar, Hosif Olde, Latzeis Lamelchama, Im Bnei Ben Yamin, Achi, Im Echdal, should we go out, should we not go out? And that second time, they actually won. Kol Shlomo Amurim B'Shir Hashirim Kodesh. Anytime the word Shlomo appears in Shir Hashirim, it's always Kodesh. Shir L'Misha Shalom Shalom. It doesn't refer to Shlomo Melech, it refers to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A song to the one who is in charge of Shalom. Chutz Mizeh, except for one place. Karmi Shali L'Fanai Ha'elef L'cha Shlomo. Shlomo L'Didei. That's a reference to Shlomo himself. Umasayim L'Notrim Espirio Rabbanan. And that's a reference to Rabbanan. V'yei Shomrim Av Zechol. Some say that even the following Shlomo is Chol. Hine Mitas that's also a lashon of Shlomo HaMelech himself, not a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Frek the Gemara, Av Zev Alomi Bay Heich, you mean even this Shlomo is Chal, and the previous one you also agree is also Chal? Elahadam Shmuel Malchus de Katachad Mishisa Bialma Lomi Ansha, but that which the Shmuel says, that a Malchus that sends out 1/6 of their people to war to get killed is not going to be punished, that's not considered an excessive draft of soldiers. Shnemer Karmi Shali Lefanei Ha'elef Lecha Shlomo. L'malchusa derakia, that ha'elef l'cha Shlomo refers to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's army. U'masayim l'notmeres piria l'malchusa da'ara, that refers to the malchus down here. So Shmuel lo k'tan kam v'lo k'yesh omrim. Obviously, someone must hold that Shlomo is also Kodesh. But we had two opinions that both said that Shlomo is Chol. Elahachi kamar v'yesh omrim ze Kodesh v'zehu Chol v'mitaso Shmuel da'amar k'yesh omrim. No, what you have to say is that the second Shita says, no, the first pasuk that you identified as being chol is in fact not chol. It's kodesh. Instead, if you want to find one that's actually chol, it's the following one that's actually chol. Okay, we're right in the middle of an inyan, but I guess we'll have to stop there. Time to daven.